Today we're going to talk about one of the most fundamental yesoidis in Yiddishkeit. The pasuk says, we all know, "Vayivra Elokim es ha'adam b'tzalamoi b'tzelem Elokim bara oisai." We all know the pasuk that the Baruch Shem created us as a tzelem Elokim. What does it mean you're a tzelem Elokim? A form of Hashem. What does that mean? In what realm does it play out that you're a tzelem Elokim? Says the Meshech Chochma, the Or Sameach, Hatzelem Elokim hu habechira hachofshes. The translation of tzelem Elokim means your free choice, your bechira. Beli teva machriach, that there's nothing natural that forces you in any direction. Rak mirotzon v'seichel chavshi. A person has free will, free choice. That's the yesod of bechira, and that's the translation, says the Meshech Chochma, of tzelem Elokim. Zois anu yoidim. We all know shel bechira hachavshis. This idea that we have free choice. Hu mitzimtzum elokus. It's the Rabbeinu Shlom really being mitzamtzim himself, containing himself, kaviyachol, she'Hashem Yisbarach meniach mokam lebruov, he's leaving space for every creation, lasis kfi mashi yivcheru. It's an unbelievable thing how the Rabbeinu Shem gave us the ability to choose and decide what we want to do. V'lachein, that's what it means, nasa odem b'tzalmeinu, pirush, Naniach mokoim lebechiras ha'adam. Let me leave this space for a person to decide. The Rebbeinu Shlom didn't decide who you're going to be, what you're going to be. Anything in life, tzaddik, rasha, all the arichos that the Rambam talks about in Sefer Mada when he discusses bechira, how every aspect of your being was never decided. The Rebbeinu Shlom leaves it for your bechira to decide. You could choose. Says the Meshech Chochma, that's what it means, Tzelem Elokim. Shelo yiyeh muchrach b'mifalov u'mechuyiv machshavaysav. You shouldn't be forced, not in your actions, and not obligated in your thoughts. Yiyeh bechiri chafshi, you should have free will in every step of your life. But it's a moira dikadiyuk that the Meshech Chochma wrote that there's bechira in two aspects. We are very familiar with the bechira of our actions. We can decide what to do and what not to do. That we're all very well familiar with, how we have bechira. But the Meshech Chochma said, bechira in regard to mif'olav means your actions, and he also says, also b'machshavos of your thoughts. Bechira in your thoughts. And this is something I want to talk about today, which I think in some way, it's more important this bechira than any other bechira that we have. The bechira of our actions is less applicable because you live in a society and, you know, based on the pressures of society, there's not so many instances where you have to really be bechir, well, should I go for lunch to McDonald's or should I go for lunch to Kosher Village? I mean, it's not such a choice because you're in a society that you don't feel, there's no challenge in these areas. And there's many, many aspects to this that in Maisim, we have a less challenge. We're much more, society drags us along to many, many times just do the right thing in Bechira, in Maisa. Bechira in Machshava, on the other hand, the way you think, that, L'chaira, it's only between you and yourself. And we're very not familiar with the whole Inyan. And in Mela, this is where we need a lot of chizuk. How to be boicher b'toiv in having a healthy mindset, having good machshava. We don't mean treif machshava. That's not what we're discussing. Machshava means having a healthy thought process. And this is something also that's included in the Tzelem Elokim, that we have to be boicher in the right thoughts. Rabbeinu Yoina, in Shar Tshuva, in Shar Gimel, in Ois Yud Zayin, he speaks about over there, when he discusses Bechira in general, he says unbelievable, almost incredible words, when he discusses what Bechira is. He says, Veda, you should know, ki mailos hel yoinus, the greatest mailos, nimsru lono mitzase, was given in mitzase that we have to keep. And the first one he discusses is mailos ha-bechira. The idea of the mailo of bechira, shenema bechar to bechayim. This mailo of bechira, it's one of the mailos hel yoinus, zokt, if their whole list, he says, Ubavur ha-mailos ha-eila, for this whole list of mailos that I mentioned, which we didn't go through the whole thing, but the first one is Bechira, all these mailos, Nivra Adam, is why you were created. Umatikvas ha-nivra, what hope is there in a creation? Im lo yosem amol nafsha, if you don't put your whole being, the ikar iskai, and your main asik, badvorim ha-shenivra avurim, for the things that you're created for. Which means in English, Rabbeinu Yoina is telling us, many, many people are going to get up to Shemayim after 120 years, and they're going to be in for a very big surprise. They think they utilized their time in their life for the greatest things around, and they were productive. They think they did very well, and they get up to Shemayim, says Rabbeinu Yoina, and the Rabbeinu Shalom brings to their attention that the purpose of the creation they didn't even meet. Matikva sanivra, what hope is there for creation if your whole amal nafshoy and iskar iskoy is not bidvorim ashanivra bavurim, that you were created for these things? And he has a whole listing there. You can look it up yourself to see the list. It's an Ois Yud Zayin. But the first thing he talks about is Bechira, which means we have to put our whole life avoida in learning how to be Bechir. Constantly growing and steiging in this maila of being a good boicher, a boicher b'toiv. And specifically today we're going to talk about boicher b'toiv in machshava, in thought. Not so much in maisa. In Parshas Kiseitze, the pasuk begins the parasha, ki seitzi la molchama aloivechi, go out to war on your enemy. Unesonei Hashem lekecha b'yedecha, and the Baruch Hu puts them in your hands. So there the Arachayim HaKadosh speaks out, although obviously there is the pashup shot of the molchama that we're talking about there, with the whole parasha over there of Yifas Toyer and all that, but the Arachayim HaKadosh says, it's not only for the pashup shot. Boha kosav lahoyer adam. The pasuk is also coming to arouse every one of us, every individual. It's also telling us b'derech remez ki seite la mochami, go out to war means b'yitziyasoi me'olam ha'elyon. You came down from the olam ha'elyon, lovoi la'olam hazeh. You came down to this world. Yemucham la mochama. You have to be ready for battle. Ki lo yachshav. You shouldn't think. Don't think you don't need a lot of strength and a lot of schemes of what they've planned in order to take over the enemy. Don't think you don't need all that for this war. Coming down to Olam Hazeh, this war needs it. El Adarabba, Yikra Melchama. This is called a war. It's a Melchama. It's a battle. And it says, Aloivecha, your enemy, Bo Lahoyer, it's coming to arouse us to realize. It's not like just a capturing a city. If you get exhausted and tired out from the war, you just go back home and you decide not to capture that extra city. But no, this is an enemy. If you weaken on your enemy, it's going to come upon you and get rid of you. Says the Archaim HaKadosh, but the Pasuk is promising you, as hard as the Muhammad is here for every single one of us in our lifetime here at Olam Hazeh, it's a promise that if you go to battle and you're fighting the war, you're working on it, you should know Hashem is going to place your enemy in your hands. Maftiach HaKosov. Shagam shetakef hu hayetzer. The Yetzer is a gevaldik atakef, very strong. Afal piken yitnei Hashem biyodeh. The Baruch Hu will give you him in your hands. This is the gevaldik yisoid that our life revolves around being beicher. Every moment of Olam Hazeh is making bechira. But you have to realize the bechira is in your mind. There's so much bechira involved in your machshava, having the right thought in every moment of your day. I'll give you an example, and you'll understand what we mean. I heard this maysa from the Yid himself, who was the gabbai of Aaron Kotler. Reshiva of Lakewood, a goyin of Aaron Kotler, was known. He used to come back to Lakewood to give shir and spend Shabbosim here, but Be'ikri lived in New York. And he was involved with many other things also, Tzarchi Amcha at that time. So maybe it was, I think, a Tuesday, and Tuesday was one of the days he came back to Lakewood to give shir. So it was time for him to leave New York, and his Gabi, the Hoizbacha that was there with him, was going to drive him back to Lakewood. He comes into the dining room to Rav Aaron, and Rav Aaron Kotler tells him, I'm not sure. I'm not feeling so well. I want to go lay down. And the Bacha didn't know what to say. Okay, if Rav Aaron wants to go lay down, go lay down. They leave. He arrives to Shir. They left an hour and a half before, and that's when they go. He couldn't believe it. Rav Aaron Kotler is going to not give Shir. The whole thing was a surprise to him. But Rav Aaron said he needs to go lay down, so he let him go. 5-10 minutes later, he decides he wants to check on him. Let me check on him in his room. So he quietly tiptoes to his room and he turns the doorknob quietly just to peek inside to see what's going on. And he sees Rav Aaron sitting on his bed. It's 10 minutes later, he's sitting on his bed. Can't imagine why Rav Shiva is sitting on his bed. So he closes the door and he knocks very formally, to enter the room. And he says, "Rav Shiva, okay?" So Rav Aaron Kotler tells him, "Yeah, I'm just making a cheshbon on nefesh. Am I really so ois gemutchet and so exhausted that I can't give shir? Or maybe I'm just being lazy and that's why I'm not really going. I'm trying to figure out, is it a laziness, is it an atzlus, or I taka have no kayach?" Could you imagine? We're talking about Rav Aaron Kotler. Rav Aaron Kotler, who slept a few hours a night and didn't stop for a moment in his day, in his Sarche Amcha that he was involved with. And he was called Kuloi Tayr every moment of his day. And he was making a cheshbon, "Is my mind fooling me that I'm really exhausted, or really I'm just being lazy?" And he had to decipher in his mind what's really going on. This is what we mean when we talk about having a healthy mindset, a good machshava. How many times in a day does our thoughts tell us, "Well, I'm just too tired to do this. I'm too exhausted to do that. I'm not capable. My boundaries are here. I cannot capable of doing the other thing. Or not today, I'll start tomorrow. I'll start next week or next year, or just maybe in second Seder in the afternoon." All these thoughts are weird. There's a bad machshava in your head. And we have to train ourselves to be boicha b'toiv, to replace the thoughts and realize, is that really the thought that has to be? Or maybe it's the Yetzirah creeping in. And that's mamish this Gemara in Sukkah. It's a Gemara in Sukkah that writes in Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, "The es hatzifoini archik me'aleichem." We're quoting a pasuk. "The tzifoini I'm going to distance from them." It's a pasuk in Yoel. Says the Gemara, "Ze Yetzahara." It's referring to the Yetzahara. The Tzifoini means Yetzahara. "Shetzofun va'oimid b'libay shel adam." It's hidden and standing in your heart. So I heard Moshe Shapiro Zatzal asked, "What does this mean? Yetzahara sitting in your heart, hidden away? I mean, typically the Yetzahara is not so hidden sitting in your heart," he asked. "The chayra yetzaharas are all over the place. You go outside in the world, you'll see yetzaharas. Well, sometimes you don't even have to go so far outside to find the yetzahara. But there's many galui and revealed yetzaharas. What does it mean the yetzahara is hidden?" Abulchaira, the way we're explaining, the answer is hidden means so many times you don't even realize it's the Yetzirah inside you that's stopping your Avodas Hashem. We don't realize how many times in your heart, deep inside, it's not real, those feelings. Those thoughts are not honest thoughts. It's the Yetzirah presenting himself. And that Yetzirah presenting himself, you have a choice. You have a bechira now. Should you replace those thoughts with something healthier? Something more positive? Something more ruchniistic? Or be stuck in those thoughts the Yetzirah is going to take you down? That's the hidden Yetzirah. Deep in your heart. If we would remember the Moridik Apostle of Shvisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit, Ki Mimini Bal Eboit, I place Hashem in front of me because from my right side he never leaves. And Rashi says over there, what? Ki mimine, from my right side, who tamid lozrein, he's always there to help me. Leval emayt, I should never slip. I should never fall. Whenever we go through our day, any moment in your day that you have in front of you, and you feel a little struggle and challenge, usually it's in the makshava. Usually it's a makshava dika thing going through your head. There's some thought that I'm too exhausted now. I'm too tired. I can't understand this. I'm never going to understand this, Marsha. Whatever it is, this boundary is being placed in the Makshava or by the Yetzirah. If you would replace those thoughts and say to yourself, 1 minute, if the Rabbeinu Shlom's in front of me, Ki mimini bal emayt lo azreini, Rabbeinu Shlom's on my side to help me. Help me means get past all this. I can go much further. I'm not limited. If we would just replace those machshavas, and that's the b'chay to b'chayim, be b'ycha b'toyv machshava, your whole day would be transformed. And this is the yesod that's not well known, but it's more important, the b'chira in your machshava, than any other b'chira that you have throughout your day. To train ourselves how to be b'ycha, the right thoughts. There was a Moritik of Pshat in this week's parasha. Mamash about this point. In Parashas Lech Lecha, over there, the Pasuk brings down in Perik Yudalid, Pasuk Yudalid. Vayishma Avram ki nishba ochiv. Vayorek es chanicha vilide beisoi. Shmoina oso shloish meyers vayirduf adon. Avram heard that Lot was captured. Nishva Achiv. So he armed Chanichov, which means the ones he was Mechalach is Talmidim. Yilidei Beisai, Shmoina Oso Shloish Meir, which means 318, to go chase them and get them and save him. This is what the Pasuk says. Rashi says, 318 doesn't mean he took 318 Talmidim to go fight this war, but rather, Rabbi Seinu Amru, Eliezer Levada. He took only Eliezer. But who minyan gematria shel shemoy? But his name, Eliezer, equals 318. So he took Eliezer, who equals 318, but gematria, that's the one person he took with him. So it was Avram with Eliezer that went to fight the battle. So I assume Mefarshim will ask, many Mefarshim discuss this, what's Pasuk Pshat? So why is the Pasuk saying he took 318? The Pasuk just say he took Eliezer. Why is the Pasuk saying he took 318? He didn't take 318 people, he took Eliezer. Let's just say he took Eliezer. You can talk about Eliezer in gematria. Says the Mefarshim, we have to realize Avram Avinu is a one singular person going to fight a huge battle. How's he fighting a whole army? It was a matzav of total yish, impossibility. You know, you give up. It's not happening. Yiyush, the gematria is how much? 317. Yud Aleph Vav Shin. 317. Avram Avinu realized, if I have Hashem in my life, then there's no such thing as Yish. Eliezer is a name of Elokei Ovi Be'ezri. That's Eliezer. Elokei Ezri. So he recognized Hashem. Elokei Ovi Be'ezri took Eliezer. But it was a recognition of Hashem. And the Pasuk describes it as 318 to bring out this message. One more than Yish. Above Yish, past Yish. 317, we're giving up. You have Hashem, you're past the Yish. And that's the 318. And the Pasuk's teaching us this Yesoid to every single one of us personally. Every area of our 24 hours in a day, when we get stuck, we're not performing the way we could. We have a neshama that came down to this world that's expected top performance. Everybody's neshama could excel to great heights. And we're not doing what we could do. We have to realize the root of our issues is in our mind. It's our machshava. Many times it's yiyush. Many times other thoughts. And we have to be b'chayim to b'chayim to replace those thoughts. Realizing as a neshama, I have the Rabbeinu Shalom with me and I can fight past it all. There's nothing that can stop me in Avodas Hashem. And this is a major yesod. Learning how to be b'chayim b'machshava. It's something we have to think about in general. You know, many of us, you go through your day and you find other hardships in the day. Sometimes you find the food's not so good and you feel like that's a good excuse that I didn't really eat so well. Sometimes the dormitory, you know, Pasha, it's so hard to dorm. Sometimes it's Bein Asdarim. It's so long, there's nothing to do. I'm so bored. It's not long enough. I can't get that far. Whatever the things are, a person might think. Sometimes you feel the schedule's too taxing. There's so many different areas where you feel like you're experiencing a hardship. There's something difficult. A person who feels himself falling apart from any of these difficulties that comes his way has to replace the machshava with one simple machshava. Ani mamim be'emuna shleima shehabayre yisborach shemoy. I believe with 100% belief that the Rabbeinu Shloilam who osa v'oise v'yase l'kol amasim. He does, he did, and he will do everything. Nothing goes on in my life random. Everything is orchestrated by the Rabbeinu Shloilam. Do I think for a second this hardship that I'm having is only because right now in this matzav I'm in, that's why it's hard? You think you're suffering more than you need to have? Everything's being orchestrated by Bari Olam. If we'd realize if it's not this, it'll be something else. There's no such thing as experiencing a hardship that wasn't orchestrated by Hashem. This simple machshava of Amuna changes your whole approach. And this is also the chiyuv b'chayim to b'chayim. Learn how to have the right machshavas. You know, we said this morning in the Yoyim, Ashrei ha-gever asher tiyasrenu ka umitayroscha salamdenu. Fortunate is somebody that the Rabbeinu Shalom gives him pain, meaning from the Torah that is being learned. Do you realize, Mefarshim explain, sometimes you have difficulties in your learning or your life of learning. Don't think for a second that that difficulty could disappear if it was just a different situation. Ashrei HaGever, you're so fortunate if the suffering comes from a matzav of learning, in the learning itself, or a life of learning. If it wasn't there, it would be in a different area. Nothing happens randomly. You can't avoid what the Rabbeinu Shalom is doing. If he wants you to have that pain, you're going to have it. You know, the Gemara brings down, a person sticks his hand in his pocket, and he wants to take out a quarter. And by mistake, he takes out a nickel. The Gemara says, it's part of the Yisurim. Because you got to stick your hand back in your pocket. Maybe they had tight pants in those days, whatever it is. The point being, That's the metzias. It's the pain. It's hard. Okay, but it's all calculated. It's all cheshbonus of the Ribbono Shel Olam. If we would replace our thoughts with these more positive machshavas, you'd be mekayim a mitzvah asay every time of becharta bechayim. You're choosing life and you're changing your life. And I saw very interesting from the Pele Yoyetz. You look in Perek Chayim, the Perek of life. He brings down the Gemara in Tamid. Haroitza lichyos. If you want to live, yomis es atzmai, kill yourself. You hear the riddle? If you want to live, kill yourself. What does that mean? I want to live, I should kill myself? Says the Pele Yoyetz. A person who trains himself, don't train yourself to be so mefunik, fidgety. I don't know the right English word is. A person needs everything to be perfect. And he has to have all the delights, and eat till satisfaction. But rather, a person who trains himself to get by whatever comes his way. That's real chayim. Then you chayim benachas, chayim toivim v'aruchim. But if you need everything to be perfect for your chayim, he says, chayov ein of chayim, that's not being alive. Because the moment you don't have something, you can't survive. And everything's a struggle. And every matzav, every day is not the same that you have all the things that you're mafunuk about. But if you train yourself, mislamid, shalai lahakbid al shum davar, don't be makbid, everything, just be easygoing. How kol shava etzla, everything's equal by you. Hein chaser, hein yeser, more or less, all the same. He said, you do that, choya yichya, then you're really alive. That's real chayim. Haraitza lichyos, if you want to really live, yomis es atzma means kill yourself in these other inyanim of delights, of what it takes to keep you going. Don't have such great demands, because then you're not going to be alive. This is what he advises the Pele Yoyetz in simple chayim. If a person would replace his machshavas when he has something hard, you're going through a struggle, you're going through a pressure, a challenge, and you realize that, you know, this makes me, it'll make me a better person, I'll be more alive, I become stronger, I'll be more myself, what Hashem had in mind, more shleimus, more godless. It changes the whole mindset. And it's a mitzvah seya b'chayim to b'chayim if you do that. You know, I once read a Maridika, it was a survey that they did. It was a study done in Stanford University with 4-year-old children. They went to a preschool, and they placed, it's called the marshmallow test. They placed a marshmallow on every one of the kids' desks. And they gave them some activity to get busy with. And they told each child that the marshmallow's on the desk whenever you want to eat it. But if you first do your activity and save the marshmallow when I come back, I'm leaving for a little bit now, but when I come back, if the marshmallow's still on your desk, I'll give you 2. But you can eat it if you want. This is what they told the child. And they did a test of children, each one having the ability to eat the marshmallow, to eat the candy, or hold off and do the activity instead, and you'll get 2 when I come back. The study revealed 14 years later, when the participants were graduating from high school, the children who ate the marshmallow right away were less able to resist temptation, they were more likely to fall apart under stress, and they had a much harder time and trouble finding success in life. On the other hand, the other children who waited for their reward, they scored 210 points higher in the SATs in college entrance exams, and in general, they were just much more successful people. What they learned from this study, that there's something that when you have restrain, you hold yourself back, you're able to endure difficulties, challenges, It molds you into a better person. It helps you become more shalom for being a real Adam that's chai, that's alive. This is real chiyus. If you're given to everything, if every time you're sitting in your seat by Seder, you feel like you're a little thirsty, you have to run out of your seat for a break. So you're training yourself to be a mafunik, that every little feeling that you have, you got to run out of your seat. But if a person trains himself, he changes his machshava, and he replaces it, b'chayr to b'chayim, his b'chimer of machshava, he replaces that machshava with a better machshava. Right now I'm learning, I'll take a break in 20 minutes, or whatever it is, and I can survive without a drink right now, or whatever other break I need. The point being is the more we go ahead and train our machshava, how to replace machshavas of Yetzirah, place negative machshavas, difficult machshavas, with healthy machshavas, the more we do that, the more we'll find success in life, and we'll mamash be mekayim the mitzvah of Bechira, which is one of the biggest fundamentals of Yiddishkeit. Someone just gave me a fantastic article. I have to read it to you. It's from Rav Mordechai Groner Shlita. I think he's a Rebbe in New York somewhere. He wrote like this. Last week, the Arabs called for a day of rage. It was Friday, and I was walking to shul in Brooklyn. I posted a video and said on the video that I typically drive to shul when I'm in Brooklyn. But today, I'm walking to show the world I'm not afraid. The video got a lot of positive responses. After davening, I walked out of shul. There was construction going on across the street. The sign said walk, so I started to walk across the street with the light. A car that was turning, the driver was distracted, and he was looking at the construction. He hit me. Baruch Hashem, I'm fine. I smacked the car, and Baruch Hashem, he stopped. He hadn't hit me too hard. I wasn't hurt, but I was very shaken up. I've been thinking a lot about what happened. What's the message? You never know exactly what Hashem is doing, what the message is. But I think I have an idea. Hashem wants us to realize it's not the Arabs and it's not the Goyim. It's Ein Oid Milvadai, everything's only Hashem. I called Reb Shimon Galai this week, the tzaddik from Bnei Brak, and I asked him, what do you think the message is? What should I tell the chevra, the message? And he said to me, number one and most important is to realize Ein Oid Milvadai. Whatever happens, the war can go on in Eretz Yisrael, or it can even go to all over the world. It's Ein Oid Milvadai. It's all the Rabbeinu Shlalom. It's not this person, and it's not this leader's decision, and it's not even the terrorists. It's all the Rabbeinu Shlalom orchestrating it all. I think it's such an important message, and it's a beautiful story I want to tell you. And it brings down a Mayridika Maisa. This Maisa happened with the Nayam Elimelech. The Nayam Elimelech had a brother, Reb Zusha. And together they used to go many times on self-imposed goals. They used to, you know, that's what tzaddikim used to do. Once they were traveling, and it was a very freezing cold night in the Polish-Russian night. They knocked at the door of an inn and asked for a place to stay. The innkeeper said, I'm full, but I have a spot by the fireplace. If you want to lay on a bench or by the fireplace, you can. So Abimelech was laying on the bench right near the fireplace, and Reb Zusha was on the next bench. In the middle of the night, a little time later, soldiers came in to the front lobby of the inn. Goyish soldiers, all drunk from a wedding party, and they started running wild around the room, screaming and dancing. Every time they passed the benches where Reb Zusha and Reb Melech was trying to sleep, they hit Reb Zusha because he was the further bench. Reb Melech was near the fireplace, and Reb Zusha was the one, the outer bench. And they're running wild around the lobby. So every time they came by, they gave him a smack. And they kept hitting Reb Zusha every time they went around. After a few minutes, Abimelech turned to Reb Zusha and said, you know what? You got hit so many times. It's not fair to you. Let's switch places And therefore, the next time the soldiers come around, they'll hit me instead. So the brothers switch spots. What happened was, the head of the soldiers, and they, as they were coming around, they said, you know, we hit this guy so many times on the outside bench, now it's time to hit the guy on the bench near the fire. And they started hitting the guy near the fire. So Reb Zusha turned to Reb Melech after he got hit again, and he said, you see, if Reb Zusha is supposed to get hit, he's going to get hit no matter where he is. Don't think switching is going to change anything. A person has to realize Ein Oid Bulvada means the Rebbeinu Shalom orchestrates it all. It doesn't matter the setup and the scenario. Nothing happens randomly. There's somebody pulling all the strings and all the orchestration. And this is the Yesoid, that the more we go ahead and recognize this, the more we have a healthy mindset, a healthy machshava in our avodah of bechira and machshava. The emes is, this is really a tefillah that we start our week with every Matzah Shabbos. Come out the first tefillah that we say. We start Shemoneh Esrei, Matzah Shabbos. We're starting the Chol Dika Shemoneh Esrei, the weekday davening. Even before we start asking for anything, we're in the Brach of Atachayinim. Before we even ask for Das, we begin Atachayin Antonu. And what do we say in the tefillah of Atachayin Antonu? Avinu Malkeinu, Hochel Oleinu Hayomel Abom Likrisenu. Let it be Chal in the upcoming days. L'shalom, peace. Chasucha mikol chayt, no averis. Menucha mikol avayim. Ubedubaka b'yirasecha. And I always try to understand, what's this tefillah? Where does shalom come in? I understand we're asking the Rebbeinu Shalom, we should have the upcoming week, should have no chet, no avayim, we should have yirashamayim, ubedubaka b'yirasecha. But what's the first part? That we should have shalom, peace. Who's handling peace? What type of peace are we talking about? Where does random peace come into this tefillah? It sounds like a very ruchniyistic tefillah of chet, ovoin, and yiro. Lanias Daiti, I think the answer is, when we talk about shalom here, we don't mean fighting, we don't mean war. Shalom means peace of mind. Every one of us, a peace of mind means to have clarity in the machshava. That's what we're asking the Rebbeinu Shalom. I should have a good, solid bechira and machshava. A machshava l'toiv. Hayamim habom l'kraseinu should be l'shalom. A peace of mind. Tranquility in my mind. And therefore I'll be chasucha mikol chet. Umenuka mikol avoin. Umedubakam b'yirasecha. This is the first tefillah we have to remind Shalom. This that we're talking about today, of learning how to be bechira b'machshava toiv. Learn how to have a right machshava. Don't get stuck in your thoughts. Learn how to replace your thoughts. That's the first tefillah we daven for every Matzah Shabbos when the new week starts. And the Emes says, this is so important, like Refeirish says in the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh writes, Rav Nechunya ben Akana Oimer, B'ni, my dear children, Chayechem, I swear, Ein karoiv lefnei akomokoyim. There's nothing closer, more precious to Hashem. Ki liboy shalodim, like the heart of an individual. V'nicha kamei, and it's more pleasing to Hashem. Yoiser mikol karbonim dekol alma. More than all the karbonis that the whole world could bring is having your lev, your heart, which is your machshava, like it's always represented. Having your machshava focused on the Rebbeinu Shloilam is the most precious thing to Hashem, more than all karbonos. This is our avodah. You know, they always say, what's the longest bridge that exists? So, if you try Googling it, you might find out that the longest bridge happens to be, physically, seems to exist in China. The Danyang Kunshan Bridge. It's 102 miles long. It was completed in 2010. 102 miles long. But the Bali Musa say there's even a longer bridge. 102 miles is nothing. There's a longer bridge. The longest bridge that really exists is the V'yadata Hayoyim to V'ashavoysa Levavecha. What you know in your mind to actually take it to heart, which means to really be in touch with your machshavas, that's even a longer bridge. There's such a disconnect between our mind and how we actually act. And to really connect to our thoughts, it's even a longer bridge. But that's the avodah that we're talking about today. You know, I talk about this every year, and Bochum always ask, you know, Rebbe, what should I do? L'maisa, this is the thought that's in my head. What am I going to do? This is what I'm thinking. And it's real. And the answer is, like I always say, it feels real, and it presents itself like the Tzahara wants it to present itself, as honest as it could be, and you feel very limited, and it's 100%, that's the display of the machshava. And the Tzahara could do a very good job tying herself up. The Tzahara does a very good job. The Tzahara doesn't forget about us for a moment. But our avodah is to train ourselves to get a hold of our thoughts and change the way you think. Replace that thought with a different thought. And the more we practice it, I'm not telling you to change overnight, 100%, but you have to practice training your mind. And I always say, there's so many other areas in our day that we could work on this, just to get in control of our machshava. It's very foreign to us today. But try practice machshava focus by davening, let's say, by kaddish. Try to follow the chazan, yiskadal, and answer to what he's saying. Don't just space out. Spacing out is letting go of your machshava. If you space in and you hold your thought, that's going to make you a bigger gibor and more strong in your machshava. Following a kaddish. Following the amens to chazaras hashatz. Every bracha, what they're holding by, what you're saying amen to. And there's many other areas throughout the day where you could train yourself how focused you are in machshava instead of just spacing out and letting go. And the more you do that, the more you'll become a bigger gibor in your thought, that you'll have the ability that when machshavas come your way from the Yetzirah, that stops you in Avedas Hashem. You're sitting and battling with your chavrusa because you feel like you're not in the mood. That feeling of not in the mood, that machshav is Yetzirah too. Everything, all thoughts are Yetzirah. And the more we train ourselves to get in control, the more we'll be able to. I just want to end one last thing. I see it's so late. Someone just showed me a Meiridike Remez to everything we're experiencing. Just to realize, you know, nothing happens by itself. Everything is divinely orchestrated by the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Ein Oyin Milvada is the message that we have to walk away with, to always have Hashem. And the more we have Hashem, the more we'll be capable of doing strong Avodas Hashem and excel in this area of Machshava, of being Boicha, the right Machshavas. There's a Pasuk in the Navi Yecheskel. It's a Perek Zion. It's Pasuk of Beis. Over there it says, when it's talking about Klal Yisrael suffering by Golos, it says, I'm going to turn my face away from you. And paritzim are going to come and break open by you and be mechalal you. The land is going to be full with blood. And the land is going to be full of chamas, but somewhat merumis to chamas. Doesn't mean the organization literally, but it means the bad of Hamas. The remez of these psukim, if you look, it's in Perek Zion. Zion is Chodesh Hashvi that the pasuk talks about, which is Tishrei from Nisan. HaChodesh Hashvi is the Chodesh of Tishrei. And it's Pasuk of Beis, which is the day after Shana Rabbah, which when it happened, Hashmina Tzara Simchas Torah, that's the day that they charged in on Pasuk of Beis. And that's Ubo HaPritzim V'Chilaluha. They came and they were Mechavel Klal Yisrael. And they filled the land with Damim. And the ear was Molach Hamas. But we have to realize the Pasuk ends off. If Klal Yisrael wakes up, a few Pesukim later it says, Rebbeinu Shlomo is going to take care of Klal Yisrael. V'yodu Kani Hashem. and they'll finally know and realize that I am Hashem, that I'm running the whole world. And that's the Yisrael that we're talking about today too, how we have to reach that point of recognizing that we have Hashem in our lives, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is there to help us throughout our days, and He's there to help you with your challenge of Bechira B'machshava and everything else. And the more we go ahead and recognize V'yodu, Ki Ani Hashem, the more we'll be zeichet to succeed in all our avodah, and hopefully Be'ezer Hashem, we'll all be zeichet together to greet Mashiach Tzidkenu B'mehir V'yameinu Amen.